This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lewobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. As a sign of restoring some kind of normality after the disruption by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Department of Mechanical Engineering at MET has resumed its industry visits. Ronald Gayapasad, a lecturer in the department, took his students to Somta Tools in Pietermaritzburg. The second plant visit to Mpact Felixton were a total of 57 final semester S4 mechanical engineering students had the opportunity to visit the plant in Mbangeni. Gayapasad says the site of visit constituted an important part of the core course curriculum taught at the university. In other news, police have arrested a third suspect who escaped from the Wainak Correctional Center in Makanda in the Eastern Cape. Zimbabwean national Trymor Chauke was spotted by community members who then alerted the police. Police have arrested a third suspect who escaped from the Webank Correctional Center in Makanda.
The SAPS can confirm that a third SKP was arrested on Sunday in Seven Fountains. According to the information, the community spotted him whilst he was moving around looking for food. They then alerted the police, who responded and re-arrested him. He's expected in court very soon.
And finally, sportswear giant Adidas was under growing pressure on Monday to sever ties with Kanye West after a series of anti-Semitic outbursts by the controversial rapper. Human rights campaigners called out the German firm for its continued silence over the comments by West, known formerly as Ye, that have made him more and more isolated from the businesses and brands that have made him fabulously wealthy. The company says that this month it was reviewing its relationship with West after he appeared at a fashion show in Paris wearing a shirt with the slogan White Lives Matter. The phrase is a dog whistle to right-wing groups in the United States and a reaction to the Black Lives Matter movement. Other leading figures in entertainment, including Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel, called on all companies to cut ties with West. And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag head coach, hashtag idols SA, and hashtag Steve Kompela.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.